Okay. So we're going to learn Korach and the Machloket. So I want to, we try to learn a little bit the Ramban. So let's see the Ramban here. In the beginning of the parasha, discusses Korach and who he took. And how he took it. I think we've gone through this before, but it's important every year. I think it's just to understand a little bit what happened. One thing is for sure. In the world out there, people tend to think that Korach was some sort of Russia. He was somebody trying to undermine Moshe. That's not really the case. There was a desire from amongst the people that they wanted to get close to Hashem. It's like Nadav and Aviv, right? It's like that concept. They wanted to get close to Hashem in a way that only a Kohen can. Okay. And since they desired so much to get close to Hashem in that way, they felt bad that Moshe was taking it away from them. So this was a spiritual fight. This was not a fight about authority necessarily. The Netziv says that Dasan and Aviram, right? The Datan and Aviram, ellos dos, ellos sí eran para el punto de kavod, el punto de hacer machloket con Moshe. Pero Korach no, y tampoco los 250 gente que vino con Hashem, vino con Korach a hacer el machloket. Primarily, their issue was not the spiritual one. It was not the kavod. It was the spiritual argument here. So the pasuk says, "Vayikach Korach," that they took, and who did they take? They took 250 people, and they came. Now, Akid said an unbelievable thing. It says, look, okay, you want to fight? Let's make a Ketores and we'll see who fights. Now, just to prove my point that I was saying, it says like this. It says, one second here. It's back in the beginning. It says that Ubikashtem gam kahuna. Where is that pasuk right away? So it says here. They said, "Look, vayikalo Moshe v'Aaron vayomer aleim rav lochem." This is a lot. Kicholei da kulam kedoshim. Everyone is kadosh. Ubisoicham Hashem, and Hashem is close to all of us. Umadu titnasu al kal Hashem. Why are you taking it for yourself? Meaning, we also want an opportunity to serve Hashem in this way. That was the issue. We also want an opportunity to serve Hashem in this way. And Rashi's clear, by the way. Over here in the pasuk, that what happens? Vaydabel Korach v'kol adato lemor bogia. Tomorrow morning, v'yoyda as Hashem esheloi, Hashem will find out who's his. V'esa kadosh and who's kadosh v'hikriv elav, and he'll bring them close. So Rashi says, see the Rashi. Rashi says, etakad. Hashem will know who is his, la'avodat levia, to know who's a levi, v'asa kadosh l'kohuna. So first of all, that means that Rashi is learning here that there are two arguments between Korach and the people. One is who should be the levi. The other one is who should be the kohen. It's two separate things. The levium is a whole entire shevet, which is chosen to be specifically dedicated to avodas Hashem more than everyone else. So on that,
Rabino is a Levi.
¿Cómo?
Bernie is a Levi.
Ah, bueno, no quiero ponerse sensitive aquí, pero los Leviim got a little civil fight over here, civil war over here. So the question was if why should a Levi, why should it only be Leviim? You see, why should only the Leviim get the opportunity to do it? Right? And then on top of that, there's something called the Kohen. The Kohen is chosen as the one individual that will represent everybody in the Beit HaMikdash itself. So the Leviim didn't necessarily all represent the Jewish people in the Avodah, right? Some Leviim carried the stuff when they carried the Mishkan when they traveled. Some of the Leviim were the gatekeepers. Some of the Leviim sang. They were subordinate to the Kohanim. But it's the Shevet Levi on a whole that it's their responsibility to perform the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. And this is what the Jewish people didn't like. This is that they were upset about. That why should the Leviim have this? Now, I have a question. Who's fighting over here? Yisachar? Bueno, entonces, si Yisachar lo va a tener, entonces Dan lo no, Dan y Naftali no lo van a tener. Y si Reuven lo tiene, Shimon lo no lo va a tener. Alguien necesita tenerlo, ¿no es cierto? Entonces, ¿cómo? What are they fighting about? It doesn't seem to make sense. So Ramban says a great pshat over here. Ramban says, very simple. He says like this. He says, he brings Rashi, that says Rashi, you know, Rashi points out that there was a question about the Kohanim and the Leviim. Lavodat Leviya veta kadosh, right? Viyafe piresh. Because there were two things. There were Kohanim and Leviim. Now, he says... Now, what was the problem? Here's the main line. Ki Korach, kidei le'esof alav ha'am, in order for Korach to generate interest in this fight from the other people, gam al ha'leviim yachlok, he wanted to take away the specialness of the Leviim, which if you think about it, he's a Levi. So why would he want to do that? V'yirtze lehachzir et avodah kula la'bechorim. He wanted to give it back to the Bechor. You understand? V'hine kasher nisafu elu ha'bechorot, noda shelo bachar Hashem b'avodatam. So the way the Ramban learns, the 250 people were representatives of all the Shvatim, and they were basically the firstborn. In other words, what happened was that till now, the Bechor had the opportunity to do Avodah. So if the Bechor had the opportunity to do Avodah, that means every family was represented by their own Bechor, their own firstborn. Now that was taken away, and there's one Shevet in charge, one Shevet only, Shevet Levi. So Korach is pulling the socialist card over here. He wants to get the populist, right? He wants to get the people to buy in to his campaign. So what's he saying? He says, look, let's take the avodah and give it back to everybody. We'll give it back to the people. Let's take it back to the people. We're going to give it to the Bechor. But I'll be the Kohen still. So he didn't want to give up Kohen for himself. But as far as Levi, he was going to fight with the Leviim. Okay, now, how did Moshe Rabbeinu want to prove to Korach that what your argument is not a valid argument?
Sorry, Rob, one question. And so how is that possible that the Leviim support Korach if he wanted to take away the so special that they have?
It doesn't necessarily say that they supported him.
Okay. We don't know that.
We don't know that. It says that he had 250 people. I think the 250 people were from other Shvatim, probably.
From Reuven, not mostly.
Yeah. Right? Okay. So it doesn't say that clearly. Now, here is a very interesting pasuk. What does it say? It says, Moshe says, look, guys, you bring a ketoret tomorrow. And the Ish, Asher Yivchar Hashem, Hu Akadosh, Rav Lochem B'nei Levi. This is too much for you. Hashem already gave you a very special status. You know, what do you want more than that? You're separated from everyone. La'akriv etchem elav, la'avod et mishkan Hashem. You need more? V'yakriv itcha et kol achecha B'nei Levi. U'bikashtem gam kehuna. Why are you asking for more? Right? Why are
he's
you
not asking for more, no?
No, but Korach is, because Korach was fighting for himself to be the Kohen. You understand?
Yes, but that was something known. So he said that I want to be the Kohen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I hear what you're saying. It seems like all the Levim were fighting not on the point of Korach to take away the Avodah from the Kohanim, from the Levim, but they were fighting on the point of make us all Kohanim.
Okay.
That's what it seems like. Why is only the children of Aaron Kohanim?
Rav, sorry, Mehila. Who made that determination as to who is who? I mean, is that done by Moses? Is that done by Hashem?
The point is that Moshe was following the command of Hashem. They were questioning that and saying, yeah, Moshe, you decided. You put your brother as the Kohen. You took the main position for yourself. You put your brother as the Kohen. And, we're not happy with this. Why should he be the Kohen? Maybe we should all be Kohenim.
And do you know what Moses answered?
Yeah, he says clearly. He says, "I didn't do this myself. Hashem commanded me to do it." And here it says, "Vayikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron." And he says, "Look, you don't believe me? Let's go tomorrow, and we'll see who's the Kohen. There's going to be one Kohen chosen, because Hashem, everything that Moshe did was according to the command of God. He didn't decide himself." Okay, the way the Ramban learns this parsha is like this. The Ramban says clearly, like Moshe says, that you, Berni, your grandparents, the Levim at that generation, they did not fight up against Moshe Rabbeinu. Ramban. They did not fight against Moshe. I don't know if all the Rishonim agree, but this Ramban, the Levim did not fight. He says they were the holiest people. They didn't fight. Korach, like you said, Moshe, did not outwardly say, hey, guys, let's all go back to the Bechor. Oh, by the way, okay. I'll be the Kohen. He did not say that outwardly. Moshe Rabbeinu knew, like you said, why in the world would Korach start wanting to go take away the status from Levim? Must be he wants to throw everything off. He wants to get rid of the Levim in order to get backing from the people. But then he wants to, at the core, he wants to get rid of Aaron and put himself as the Kohen.
Okay.
This is what he's proving to him. So what did he tell him? He says, I don't understand you. You're already a Levi. You're already better than 90% of the Jewish people, the other 12 Shvatim. You need also to be the Kohen. Calm down. You have plenty. You have plenty. This is what he tells him, right? Here. And now that God has advanced you and your fellow Levi is with you, why do you seek Kahuna as well? Right? So I have a question for you. That doesn't seem like a very good philosophy. I don't like that philosophy. What do you mean? You say to someone, look, you're Shomer Shabbos already. You're better than 90% of the people out there. Now you want to start doing more and keeping learning Torah every day and going to shul every day. Look, you be satisfied with what you have. You don't tell them. That's not a good argument. I it's very nice. Very beautiful that you're a Levi, but I want more. You're holding back from me an opportunity to do more. I want to be a Kohen. Kohen has a bigger opportunity.
And that's what in Beit Hanan, Hashem said to Moses, Rach Lach, no?
Well, he says, look, enough. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to give you more. But here, why would Moshe respond to Korach when Korach is fighting and saying, I want more. And he says, no, look, you're better than everyone else. Take what you got. It doesn't seem to make sense, right?
Yeah.
So the answer is a great answer, okay? The answer is, I have a question for you, he says, Moshe says. You know, I remember we had this one time with this, my school when we were in 10th grade. So we went to the principal of the school on Hanukkah, and we said, look, according to Shulchan Aruch, the best time to light the Ner Hanukkah is at about 4 p.m. Right? Because over there, the sunset is very early. So like 4:30 is when we have to light. School, you know, math, the English doesn't finish till 6:15. So I'm sorry, but we got to leave early to do the mitzvah prab. We got to leave early. We got to go light the Hanukkah candles. Right? So what did the principal say? He says, if during Hanukkah you don't speak any Lashon Hara, then you could ask to go leave early to light the Hanukkah candles. But if you're not doing everything else properly, you don't have to, you know, don't come to me with that complaint. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, he says, you don't understand your level. You are at a level of a Levi. I want to see if you've already completed and used everything that the Leviah offers you. Being a Levi offers you a tremendous opportunity of spiritual connection. Did you achieve all of that already? Are you totally satisfied that you've maxed out? That's it? The only next step you have is to take over Aaron HaKohen and be the Kohen? He says, no, there's plenty still to do under the category of Levi. So therefore, I'm suspicious that the reason you're fighting for this is not for spirituality. The reason you're fighting for this is because you just want the position. It's just the gaiva. It's just the kavod. All right, so for that, get lost. I'm not interested. That's what he's saying. So it's an incredible point. So their outward complaint, Their outward complaint was, hey, Korach, all the Jewish people want the Avodah, and I want to be amongst them. And really, Moshe Rabbeinu calls him out. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Korach, I know you. You're not trying to give the people anything. You want to put yourself on top and make yourself the Kohen. And you're claiming that the reason you want to make yourself the Kohen is because you want that spiritual connection. But right now, you have to realize you're a Levi, and a Levi offers you a tremendous opportunity. When you've completed your opportunity of a Levi, then we'll start discussing if you should be a Kohen. But till that point, you can't come and complain on that level. So what you see from this whole thing is the tremendous amount of justification and self-justification that we do to ourselves. Okay, we sometimes, it could be that Korach himself didn't realize what was pushing him. Sometimes a person will justify what they do to the point that they've convinced themselves of their justification. Meaning, it could be that Korach himself, he really convinced himself that he was doing it for the spiritual purpose. But really, his motivation was only the kavod. But a person is willing to cover over very often their true motive with other things to the point that they convince themselves. Because if they don't convince themselves, then they can't really bear to do it. Like I have a story. There's a story that I'm just giving an example. I'm not. You know, but that there was two people in a fight. And what's the fight? Let's say Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven says that Shimon did unfair competition against Reuven. Shimon was an employee in Reuven's company. And Shimon went ahead and he left the company and took some of the clients with him. And he took some of the business with him, that he was unfair. He was not allowed to do that. Shimon says that Reuven mistreated me, and therefore I was permitted to do that because he owes me money anyway. Right? Now, the argument is that, I don't know if you did the right thing or not. I'm not a Dayan, I'm not getting involved. But the point is, the person convinced himself to the point that when he sees the other person as the aggressor here. What, you're trying to take away my business? You're trying to take back the client. He's trying to take back his clients. And he says, you're trying to take away my business. I'm trying to take away your business. You stole the business from me. What are you talking about? No, I didn't steal the business. I have a right to it. Because you mistreated me. In other words, a person's justifications tend to create the reality for him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the Mesilat Yesharim writes that in the order of the Sefer of Mesilat Yesharim, it goes according to the order of the Midot of Rabbi Yosef of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. And the Midot are as follows. One is called Zihirut. One is called, and then Zrizut, and then Nikiut. Zihirut means being extra careful and analyzing what you do to make sure you don't make any mistakes. Zrizut means to be ultimately and truly focused on your goal. Don't let anything get in the way and accomplish what you want to accomplish. Be clearly focused on the right things and don't get distracted. So you're doing everything good. So what's Nikiut on top of that? The next, being clean. What does that mean? He says, unbelievable. He says, being clean means that Zrizut and Zihirut means you're careful from those things that you know and agree are wrong. But Nikiyut, the problem is you could still convince yourself that certain things are right. So you're not being Zahir from them because you think they're correct. Right? A person that will say, look, I need to experience shul on Shabbat. So I have to drive to shul. It's more important for me to experience Shabbat. I need to drive to shul. So there's a justification there. And it's a spiritual justification, right? They're not trying to say I do chilul Shabbat. So that person could work on Zihirut, and that person could, but they're not going to fix that problem because they don't think it's a problem. Right? A person could justify things in the wrong way, and it goes very deep in a lot of places, a lot of ways, right? So the Nikiyut is the next level. Step outside for a second and start looking at things from a different perspective. Don't let certain things change the way and skew your ability of judgment so that you're not affected by, you know, those things when you're making a decision. So Zihirut gives you the tool to do and control yourself and do what you know is right. But Nikiyut allows you to know what's right because otherwise you won't know. You just won't know because you still have the bad midot. You know what still drives you? What still drives you is that extra sleep in the morning. It's so geschmack. I need that extra sleep in the morning. That extra, you know, hour of sleep in the morning is great. And now I justify it because the whole day I'll be tired. The whole day I'm not going to be sluggish. I'm not going to learn as good. I'm not going to do my other things as well. So, you know, I don't really need to dive. It's just a big deal. The mice is better for me to sleep late because I'll accomplish better the rest of my day. So why did you make that decision? You make that decision because you like sleep, not because you actually were able to decide. Right? So the only way you can be Zahir and be totally, you know, deciding what you're doing is if you step out of the midot. Right? Let's say a person's at a place with questionable kashrut. And then they say, well, I'm going to insult the person who served it if I don't eat it. Right? That could be true. Could be not true. I'm not, but I'm saying you don't know if you're making the right decision because you're hungry. So if you're hungry, you cannot assume that your judgment is correct. Now, maybe someone will tell you, look, really, it's probably kosher. And really, it's just a chumrah. And maybe it is important not to insult the other person. And there's a million stories like that. And that's okay. But for you to decide that, You need to decide that before you're hungry. Right? Because once you're hungry, so that's what I'm saying. This whole story with Korach is unbelievable because Korach was from the Gedolei Adar. And he's coming and saying, I want to be the Kohen. Or he's not saying that. He's saying, I want to bring everything back. But Moshe Rabbeinu sees through that and says, no, no, no. Korach, it's all about kavod. It's just about your honor. That's all you care about. And all you're saying is baloney. And I'll prove to you that it's all about your honor because you're a Levi and you haven't yet reached the level that you could in your Levi status. So therefore, the whole argument is baloney. But he was so convinced of his own argument because he wanted the honor. All right?
All right.
Strong.
Yes. Have to be careful.
Strong Musar. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you, Bernie. Bye-bye. We'll see you. Okay, ciao.
Thank you, Rabbi.